Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Ephesians 5:31. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and will be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. I love Barb, and I want to love her perfectly. I don't usually measure up to that, but that's my goal. But Jesus has loved us perfectly, and I want to love Jesus perfectly. And if I will do that, then I will love my wife. You'll love your husband. It's allowing our love for him to motivate us to love those around us, to love our spouse, to love our children, to love others. But my relationship with Jesus must be right first. And I want to encourage you to make sure that that relationship is where it needs to be. Now, if you've never confessed him, you need to do that. And just acknowledge that you've sinned and acknowledge that he loves you, acknowledge that he died for you and paid the price for your sin and that he rose again. And because he lives, you can live and confess him. Just ask him right now. You can ask him right where you are to come into your life. And for those of us that know him, it's important for us to implement 1 John 1:9. If we will confess our sin, God is faithful and just, and he'll forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness so that we can strive for that perfect love. There was a hymn written about perfect love, and I'm going to talk to you about that tomorrow, but I want you to strive to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and then love your neighbor. And who's your best neighbor? Your husband or your wife if you're married? Think about that. Have a great day and practice perfect love.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.